All right, ready to dive in. Today we're looking at, the economic potential of whales. Specifically, we're going to be focusing on their micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs for short.
These businesses, they're not always in the headlines like the big multinational corporations are, but they're really the backbone of the Welsh economy.
Absolutely, they make up over 99% of all businesses there. That's according to this report we're looking at today. Unlocking Welsh Economic Potential from Cadbury and Jones. And get this, UK MSMEs are, kind of surprisingly, more productive than those in like the US and Japan. But here's the thing, those in Wales, they're not doing quite as well.
It is a puzzle, and this report actually points to some interesting factors behind that UK MSME success. For example, the UK has a pretty flexible labor market with the use of things like zero-hours contracts, and that allows businesses to quickly adjust their staffing levels to meet demand, when it's fluctuating. So that agility, it gives them a competitive edge, especially compared to countries with more rigid labor laws.
Okay, that's interesting, because zero-hours contracts, they often get criticized, right, for creating worker instability. But I see how that flexibility could be to help for businesses, especially smaller ones trying to stay, nimble. But why aren't Welsh MSMEs reaching those same benefits as the rest of the UK? What makes their situation different?
Yeah, so the report, it highlights a few challenges that are specific to Wales. One of the key issues is access to finance. Securing funding for growth and innovation. It can be a real struggle, especially in a region that's faced, economic disparities historically.
So it's like they're stuck. And in Catch-22, right? They need funding to grow, but they're struggling to get funding because they're not growing fast enough.
Exactly. And without enough investment, it's tough for any business to innovate. Really reach its full potential. That's where the Development Bank of Wales comes in, providing that vital support and funding opportunities for businesses that might not qualify for traditional bank loans.
So they're playing a crucial role in leveling the playing field. Let's talk about solutions for a second. What are some of the solutions the report proposes for boosting MSME success in Wales?
Well, they really focus on three specific sectors: ICT and digital services, professional services, and specialist manufacturing.
Okay, let's start with ICT. Why is that such a hot sector right now? And how is Wales positioned to capitalize on it?
Well, globally, ICT and digital services, they're booming. Software development, cybersecurity, data analytics, everything's going digital. And what's interesting is that Wales, it has some key advantages in this area, emerging tech hubs in Cardiff and Newport. And Cardiff's fintech cluster is a prime example of how the region is leveraging these strengths.
Okay, but what makes Cardiff's fintech cluster so successful? I mean, it's not like Silicon Valley just poof, just sprang up overnight. What are they doing that's working?
It's really a combination of factors. There's a supportive ecosystem with government initiatives, universities, and private investors all working together. You add to that a growing pool of talent, thanks in part to strong computer science programs at Welsh universities, and you have a recipe for
It
success.
sounds like they've created a real hub of innovation. Now, what about professional services? That's already a strength for UK MSMEs. How can Wales get a bigger piece of that pie?
The report suggests that Wales can leverage its competitive labor market, and its proximity to major English cities to attract even more professional services businesses, law firms, consultancies, marketing agencies, the whole gamut. There's also a strong emphasis on collaboration between businesses and universities to further develop the workforce skills that are needed in the sector.
So it's about playing to their strengths and building on existing foundations. But the third sector they highlight, specialist manufacturing, that feels a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? Given all the challenges facing manufacturing globally, why focus on that area?
That's a good point. It's not about competing with mass production. It's about specializing in niche areas where Welsh MSMEs can really excel. Think fabricated metal products, machinery, areas where they can compete on quality and innovation.
So they're leveraging existing skills and infrastructure to tap into specialized markets. It's like taking those old rusty tools from the shed and repurposing them to craft something new and valuable.
Precisely. Wales has a long and proud industrial heritage, particularly in regions like Ebwy Vale, which used to be a major steel production hub. By focusing on specialist manufacturing, they're breathing new life into those traditions.
Okay, I'm starting to see how these seemingly disparate sectors could all contribute to unlocking Wales' economic potential. But let's shift gears for a minute. What does all of this mean for our listeners? Why should someone in, say, London, or even another country, care about the productivity of Welsh MSMEs?
That's an excellent question. And the answer is that the success of MSMEs, it has ripple effects throughout the entire global economy. When small businesses thrive, they create jobs, they generate tax revenue, and contribute to the overall vitality of a region, which ultimately impacts all of us.
So it's not just about Wales, it's about understanding how supporting smaller businesses can create a more robust and resilient economy for everyone.
Absolutely. The challenges and opportunities facing Welsh MSMEs, they're actually quite representative of broader trends affecting small businesses worldwide. So what we learn from their experiences can be applied to support small businesses in any region.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think there's something inherently inspiring about rooting for the underdog, for those small businesses that add so much character and vibrancy to our communities.
I completely agree. There's a certain human element to this story that resonates with everyone. It's about the ingenuity, the resilience, and that entrepreneurial spirit of people who are passionate about building something of their own.
It's about celebrating those local shops, the restaurants, the businesses that make our communities unique and contribute to a sense of place.
Exactly. And supporting those businesses, whether through our purchasing decisions or through advocacy for policies that help them thrive, it's something we can all do.
So even though this deep dive is focused on Wales, there's something universal here, something that transcends geographical boundaries.
I think that's a key takeaway. The challenges and opportunities facing MSMEs, they're relevant to all of us, no matter where we live. Now let's get back to some of those practical solutions the report outlines.
All right, let's dive back into those solutions. We know the report focuses on three key areas for improvement: skills development, financing innovation, and technology adoption. Where do we start?
Let's begin with skills development, which is crucial for any thriving economy. The report emphasizes the need for a workforce equipped with the right skills for the 21st century economy.
Okay, that sounds pretty straightforward. But what does that actually look like in practice? I mean, it's not just about everyone learning to code, right?
It's about being more targeted and proactive. We need to ensure workers have the skills that employers actually need. The report highlights three specific areas where Wales needs to step up: digital literacy, leadership and management skills, and sector-specific expertise, especially in those high-potential sectors we discussed.
Okay, let's break those down. Digital literacy seems like a no-brainer these days. But I'm curious, how does the report suggest tackling this in Wales specifically?
Well, the report, it highlights the need for targeted programs, especially in rural areas where access to digital resources might be limited. They suggest initiatives like providing subsidized internet access, creating community tech hubs, and offering training programs tailored to the needs of local businesses.
So it sounds like they're trying to address those digital divides that exist, even within a relatively small country like Wales. So it's not just about general digital literacy. It's about making sure everyone has equal access to the tools and resources needed to thrive in a digital economy.
Exactly. And it's not just about, basic computer skills. It's about understanding how to use digital tools effectively, analyze data, and navigate the online world safely. It's about empowering individuals and businesses to fully participate in the digital revolution.
And what about leadership and management skills? How does that fit into the picture?
This is about equipping business owners and managers with the skills they need to lead effectively, make strategic decisions, manage finances, and build high-performing teams. It's about going beyond just, the technical know-how of running a business and developing those soft skills that are crucial for growth and sustainability.
But isn't focusing solely on niche markets risky in a rapidly changing economy? How can Welsh MSMEs balance specialization with adaptability?
That's a great question. The report emphasizes the need for lifelong learning and adaptability. It's not about training people for a specific job that might become obsolete in a few years. It's about fostering a culture of continuous learning and upskilling.
So it's about creating a workforce that's nimble and able to adapt to the, ever-changing demands of the market.
Exactly. And this is where the third area, sector-specific expertise, ties back to those high-potential sectors we discussed earlier. It's about ensuring that education and training programs are aligned with the needs of the industry so that graduates are coming out with the skills that employers are actively seeking.
All right, skills development makes sense. But let's move on to the second challenge. Financing innovation. Besides the Development Bank of Wales, what other solutions does the report suggest?
Well, the report highlights the need for a multi-pronged approach to tackle the financing hurdle. For instance, they recommend expanding equity finance options for startups, which could be a game changer for early stage companies that struggle to secure traditional loans.
Equity finance is where investors provide capital in exchange for ownership in the company, right? It sounds like a higher risk, higher reward scenario, both for the business and the investor.
Exactly. It's often the only way for startups to access the funds needed to get off the ground. However, the report, it acknowledges that there's often a lack of awareness about these funding avenues, especially among smaller businesses.
So part of the solution is about improving communication and making sure that these resources are more readily available and easy to understand.
Precisely. The report also highlights the need for increased R&D tax incentives for MSMEs. This is about encouraging businesses to invest in innovation by providing tax breaks on their research and development spending.
That's a really interesting approach. It's not just about directly funding innovation, but creating a financial environment that that incentivizes and rewards it.
Exactly. It's about creating a win-win situation where businesses are encouraged to push boundaries, and the government, in turn, benefits from the resulting economic growth.
Okay, we've talked about skills development, financing innovation. It sounds like they're tackling this from both a workforce and a financial perspective. But what about the technology piece? We briefly touched on it earlier, but I'm keen to hear what concrete steps the report recommends.
When it comes to technology, the report advocates for a future-proof approach. It's not just about adopting the latest trendy tech, but about understanding how technology can fundamentally transform how MSMEs operate and compete.
That sounds like a tall order, especially for smaller businesses that might not have dedicated IT departments or large budgets for tech implementation.
Absolutely. The report emphasizes the need for accessible solutions, support, and training. They suggest creating programs where tech-savvy mentors can guide businesses through the adoption process, providing personalized advice based on their specific needs and challenges.
So it's about recognizing that technology can be a powerful tool for growth, but also acknowledging that many MSMEs need guidance and support to effectively leverage it.
Exactly. And this is where the report highlights the importance of public-private partnerships. They suggest creating initiatives where tech companies and universities collaborate with MSMEs, providing access to cutting-edge technologies and expertise, while also fostering innovation and knowledge transfer.
It sounds like a collaborative approach where different stakeholders work together to create an ecosystem that supports MSMEs' digital transformation.
Precisely. And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
The report goes beyond just general recommendations, and it delves into specific technologies that can help boost productivity for small businesses.
Okay, this is what I've been waiting for. Give me the tech deep dive. What kind of tools are we talking about?
One area is process automation, which uses software to automate repetitive tasks. Think about things like invoice processing, data entry, or scheduling appointments. These tasks can eat up a lot of time and resources.
Yeah, I can definitely see how automating those mundane tasks would free up time for business owners to focus on more strategic work. But wouldn't implementing these systems be expensive and complex, especially for smaller businesses?
The report acknowledges that cost and complexity can be barriers, which is why they recommend ignoring cloud-based solutions. Cloud-based software is often more affordable and easier to implement than traditional on-premise systems. Plus, it offers the flexibility to scale as the business grows.
So it's like getting the benefits of sophisticated software without the huge upfront investment and the technical headaches.
Exactly. And beyond just saving time and money, automation also reduces errors and improves accuracy, which can be a real game changer for businesses of any size.
Okay, so that's process automation. What about digital transformation? I hear that term thrown around a lot, but I'm not always sure what it actually means in practice.
It's a broader concept that encompasses all the ways businesses are using digital technologies to change how they operate and interact with their customers.
Can you give me a real-world example of what that might look like for a Welsh MSME?
Imagine a small family-run bakery in rural Wales. They might decide to launch an online ordering system, allowing customers to place orders and make payments remotely. They could even integrate this with a local delivery service, expanding their moat beyond their immediate community.
That's a great example. It's not just about having a website. It's about using technology to fundamentally change how you do business.
Exactly. And it could involve things like adopting cloud-based accounting software to manage finances more efficiently, using data analytics to gain insights into customer preferences, or even creating a mobile app to offer loyalty programs and promotions.
It's about using technology to become more efficient, more responsive, and innovative. But let's be honest, adopting all this new technology can be intimidating, especially for smaller businesses that might not have a lot of in-house expertise.
Absolutely. The report emphasizes the need for accessible support and training. They suggest creating programs where tech-savvy mentors can guide businesses through the adoption process, providing personalized advice based on their specific needs and challenges.
So it's about acknowledging that technology can be a powerful tool for growth, but also recognizing that many MSMEs need guidance and support to effectively leverage it. But what about artificial intelligence? It seems like everyone's talking about AI these days. Is it really something that small businesses need to be thinking about?
AI might sound like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's rapidly becoming a reality for businesses of all sizes, including those in Wales.
Okay, but let's be realistic. How can AI actually be used? By a small bakery in rural Wales, what would that even look like?
AI can be a powerful tool for even the smallest of businesses. That bakery could use AI to analyze sales data, identifying patterns and trends in customer purchases. This could help them optimize their inventory, ensuring they have the right products in stock at the right time, minimizing waste, and maximizing profits.
So instead of relying on gut feeling or guesswork, they can use data-driven insights to make more informed decisions.
Exactly. And AI can also be used to personalize the customer experience. Imagine that bakery sending out targeted promotions based on individual customer preferences. They could even use AI-powered chatbots to handle routine inquiries, freeing up staff to focus on more complex customer interactions.
It's like having a virtual assistant that works 24/7, providing personalized support and recommendations to customers. That would be a game changer for a small business.
Precisely. And these are just a few examples. The applications of AI are vast and constantly evolving. As AI technology becomes more accessible and affordable, we can expect to see even more innovative uses emerge, even in unexpected places, like a rural Welsh bakery.
Okay, so we've covered the three main challenges: skills, financing, and technology. But the report doesn't just point out the problems. It also offers some concrete recommendations for how to address them. Who are these recommendations for?
The report provides targeted guidance for three key groups: the SMEs themselves, the advisors who support them, and the policymakers who shape the environment in which they operate.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's start with the SMEs themselves. What are some key takeaways for them?
First and foremost, the report stresses the importance of being strategic. It's not enough to simply have a great product or service. Businesses need a clear vision, realistic goals, and a well-defined roadmap for achieving those goals.
So it's about having a plan and being intentional about how you grow your business.
Exactly. And a crucial part of that plan is choosing the right sector. As we discussed earlier, the report highlights those high potential sectors where Welsh MSMEs have the greatest opportunity to thrive: ICT, professional services, and specialist manufacturing.
It's about aligning your business with the areas of greatest growth potential and focusing on those niche markets where you can truly excel. But what about the practicalities of running a business? I mean, not everyone is a financial whiz or a marketing guru.
That's where the second recommendation comes in. Seek expert guidance. The report highlights the crucial role that advisors play in helping SMEs navigate the complex world of business.
Advisors can be anyone, from business mentors to accountants to marketing consultants, right?
Exactly. They can provide invaluable support in areas like strategic planning, financial management, and accessing funding.
So it's about recognizing that you don't have to go it alone. There are resources and expertise available to help businesses succeed. And the report emphasizes the importance of actively seeking out that support.
Precisely. And the third recommendation for SMEs is to be proactive about leveraging the support that's available from the Development Bank of Wales.
Right. We talked about them earlier. They're kind of like a financial guardian angel for Welsh MSMEs. But how can businesses make the most of what they offer?
It's about understanding the different funding options available, from grants and loans to equity investments and tax incentives. It's also about building a strong relationship with the bank so they can truly understand your business needs and provide tailored support.
So it's not just about filling out an application form, about building a partnership. But let's be honest, not all businesses are created equal. Some might have a stronger starting point or better access to resources than others.
That's a fair point. And that's where the role of policymakers comes in. They have a huge impact on the environment in which businesses operate. They set the rules, they provide incentives, and they invest in infrastructure.
They're kind of like the architects of the economic landscape.
Exactly. And the report highlights three key areas where policymakers can make a difference: skills training, infrastructure, and targeted incentives for innovation.
Okay, let's dive into those. Skills training seems pretty straightforward. It's about investing in education and training programs that equip workers with the skills they need for the jobs of the future.
Precisely. And the report specifically calls for enhanced training programs in those high potential sectors, ICT and advanced manufacturing. They also emphasize the need for lifelong learning initiatives to keep the workforce adaptable and up to date with the latest technologies and trends.
It's about creating a pipeline of skilled workers to fill those in-demand jobs and ensuring that the workforce can evolve alongside the changing needs of the economy.
Exactly. What about infrastructure? How does that play into MSME success?
Well, businesses need reliable infrastructure to operate efficiently. We're talking about things like transportation, energy, and communications networks.
That's right. And the report highlights the importance of investing in both digital and physical infrastructure. They suggest things like expanding high-speed broadband access in rural areas, improving transportation links between key economic hubs, and modernizing energy systems to ensure businesses have access to reliable and affordable power.
These are all essential building blocks of a thriving economy, but they can be expensive and time-consuming to implement. How does the report address that challenge?
The report advocates for a strategic and collaborative approach involving both public and private investment. They suggest exploring public-private partnerships, where the government and private sector work together to fund and develop infrastructure projects that benefit the entire region.
That makes a lot of sense. By pooling resources and expertise, they can achieve more than they could individually. But what about those targeted incentives for innovation? What do those look like?
This is about creating an environment where innovation is not just encouraged, but actively rewarded. The report suggests things like increasing R&D tax credits, providing grants over innovative projects, and streamlining the process for businesses to access these incentives.
So it's about making it easier for businesses to invest in innovation without having to jump through hoops or navigate bureaucratic red tapes.
Exactly. And the report also highlights the importance of fostering a culture of innovation. They suggest creating programs that connect businesses with research institutions, fostering collaboration and knowledge transfer, and supporting the development of innovation hubs and clusters where businesses can share ideas and resources.
It's about creating an ecosystem where innovation thrives. But with all these recommendations, I'm wondering, is there a specific example from Wales that illustrates how these principles can be put into practice successfully?
Actually, there is. The town of Ebbw Vale, which used to be a major steel production hub, is a great example of how a region can reinvent itself by focusing on those high potential sectors and investing in skills and infrastructure.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about Ebbw Vale.
Ebbw Vale, they faced some, significant challenges when the steel industry declined, but they've made remarkable progress in diversifying their economy. They've attracted new businesses in sectors like renewable energy, advanced manufacturing, and digital technology. They've also invested heavily in education and training, creating a skilled workforce ready to take on these new roles.
So it's like they've taken their industrial heritage and transformed it into a foundation for a new kind of economy. But how do they manage to attract these new businesses? Not like companies just, magically decide to relocate to a former steel town.
Right. It's about creating the right conditions for businesses to thrive. Ebbw Vale, they focus on developing a supportive ecosystem. They've established enterprise zones, offering tax breaks, other incentives for businesses to locate there. They've also invested in infrastructure, improving transportation links in Swam, building modern business parks to attract new companies.
So it's a combination of financial incentives, a skilled workforce, and a business-friendly environment. It sounds like a winning formula.
It certainly seems to be working. Ebbw Vale has become a hub for innovation and entrepreneurship, attracting businesses from across the UK and beyond. They've even established a national digital exploitation center focusing on research and development in areas like artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, and data analytics.
It's amazing to see how they've turned their challenges into opportunities. Ebbw Vale is a testament to the resilience and adaptability of the Welsh spirit. But beyond this one example, what are some broader takeaways from this deep dive? What can we learn from the Welsh experience, even if we're not directly involved in the Welsh economy?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the success of MSMEs is crucial, not just for regional economies, but for the global economy as a whole. When smaller businesses thrive, it creates a ripple effect, leading to job creation, innovation, and a more robust and resilient economy for everyone.
So it's about recognizing that supporting small businesses isn't just about charity or local pride. It's about investing in a stronger economic future for all of us.
Exactly. And I think the Welsh experience also highlights the importance of a collaborative approach. It's not just about businesses going it alone. It's about creating an ecosystem where businesses, advisors, and policymakers work together to create the right conditions for success.
So it's about fostering a sense of shared responsibility, recognizing that we all have a role to play in supporting the growth and success of MSMEs.
Precisely. And it's about being proactive and adaptable. The world is changing rapidly, and businesses need to be able to evolve and innovate to stay ahead of the curve. The Welsh experience, particularly in places like Ebwy, shows that embracing change and investing in the right sectors and skills can lead to remarkable transformations.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from uncovering the hidden strengths of UK MSMEs to exploring the specific challenges and opportunities facing those in Wales. It's been a fascinating journey.
And what's particularly striking is how the report doesn't shy away from the complexities. It acknowledges the challenges while offering practical solutions and inspiring examples of success.
Absolutely. We talked about the importance of skills development, financing innovation, and embracing technology, all within a framework of collaboration and strategic planning. It's clear that there's no magic bullet, but the report provides a roadmap for MSMEs, advisors, and policymakers to work together to unlock that economic potential.
It's a reminder that even in the face of uncertainty and change, there's always room for optimism and innovation. The Welsh MSME landscape is dynamic and full of potential, and it's exciting to see how they're shaping their future, one small business at a time.
This deep dive has been all about understanding the potential of Welsh MSMEs and the roadmap to their success. It's fascinating how seemingly small businesses can have such a massive impact on a region's economy and how those lessons can be applied globally. It leaves me wondering, what other hidden gems are out there waiting to be discovered and nurtured? What other regions are quietly innovating and building a brighter economic future? That's something to ponder as we continue our exploration of the world's economic landscape.